each and everybody to this meeting. It has blessed the Lord to have this meeting so that we meet together and celebrate and worship our Lord Jesus Christ. For it is good for the one What a precious moment that time the Lord gave us today. We have been in the book of John chapter 1 at the
number 9.
Whereby we see that the body floateth nothing. And there is nothing good that comes from the body. One thing that we can expect from the body is but dung and the rottenness. Which means in us there is nothing good. Verse 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13 through 14 says, that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Verse 9. In true light. They said the true right, it means there is other rights that are not true, the fake ones. But the true right, it means it is 100% true, nothing like it. Number 10, he was in the world, the world was made by, and the world knew him not. Verse number 9 is speaking about the light, while verse number 10, it speaks about a person, a man. Because we understand that Christ is 100% a man and
100%
God. How can we know that Christ is 100% a man? He born from the virgin Mary as how each and every person
borns.
He feels like how each and every man feels. He cries same like a man cries. How can we know that Christ is God in Christ? He came from heaven. He was the world. It's only pleased him to become a man by his own will. Because we see that it takes God to make the world. No man can resurrect when dead. Christ resurrected from the dead. His full assurance that he is completely 100% plus God. So the Bible says he was in the world, and the world was made by him. The world knew him not. So if the world never knew him, it means it is that God for one to know God. If one knows God, then it is by the will of God. It is God himself who made us to be in that place. Knowing God comes from heaven. Nobody knows. It is not pleased by God to reveal himself to the world so that he might know him. Behold, verse number 11 says it. He came into his own, and his own received not. He came to his own, meaning there is others that are not his, so he didn't come to those. He only came to his own. But those that are his never received him. Because the preamble time of his coming found those that are his in flesh. So it was very difficult for the flesh to understand the things of God. Because the body profits nothing. And the body can never understand the things of God. Verse number 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become sons of God, even to them that it be his name. If only when Lord gave him power to become sons of God, then is when they received him to be the personal savior. Receiving him and becoming the Son of God, what that says is the power that makes one to be the Son of God. Then is when one received him. For a child to be born in the family, first of all, there is a power that comes to the woman to conceive before that that son and child of the son to that family. The woman is to keep the fruit or the power inside her up until 9 months when he will deliver, and that delivered when he grows is when he will understand that he is the son to that marriage, that couple. Even a child that born to the magic person, he can never choose a right person to be his parents, but you continue stick to those, to the one who give bearers to him. For him. We are the sons of God from the preamble. The power starts first before we understand our calling and our direction.
Chifukwa nuli mpangu imene ina yamba ifeo tisa nazindikile maiteni kwa atu ndi kukumusijatu.
That's why when we believe him because he first elected us, made us his sons.
Chifukwa nuli mpangu tinikubira, tinikubira iye chifukwa nuli yeo njamine ana yamba kutisanga ifeo nukutipanga ukala nani.
Verse number 13 says, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flood, of the will of man, but of God. Three stages, one born, but not according to the will of God. Number one, born of the blood. Number two, born of the flesh. Number three, born of the will of man. These three stages, if one born from these stages, he is not the son of God. He is not an elect. He will never understand the end of God or the gospel.
Magawa atatu amene wawangati munthu atabadwa munthu munthu atabadwa mmagawa atatu amene wa munthu usangathe kuzindikira uthenga wabwino.
But of the will of God.
Komatu ndi chifuniro cha Mulungu.
So those born of the will of God are the elect of God from the beginning.
Ndi iwo amene amalondwa monga mwa chifuniro cha Mulungu ndi iwo amene ali osankhidwa kuchokera pachiyambi.
These are the people who has to cut and die for them. These are the people that will inherit the kingdom of God. Before we proceed, verse number 18, let us go to verse number
14.
And the word was made flesh. That is Christ in the body. That is God in the body. And it dwelt among us, among the people. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Imene kuti ndipo mau anasangulika thupi. Kulangu tatuza Kristu Yesu, amene anabadwa mthupi. Kamena kuti Mulungu anabadwa mthupi. Na akhala pakati pa ife, na akhala pakati pa amake. Ndipo tinaona ulemero, tinaona ulemero wache, ulemero wonga wa ubadwa yekha wa Atate. Wozala ndi chisomo ndi chionani.
So how can we understand this number 10, 11, and verse number 14?
Ndetenga yamvese bwanji mavese awandibeke ya 10, 11, komaso ya 14.
Because verse number 10, it says he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not.
Chifande na yale ni mulangu la zonda kuda anali mziko la pasi, ndipo ziko la pasi talengitwa ndiye, koma ziko lo sikuna mzikira yi.
Number 11 said he came unto his own and he received him not.
Amen. Anybody with a good another person is a year, can you watch?
This is God in the world, but the world recognized not.
Will you be more than a good physical apostle? And I didn't make a physical loss.
But verse number 14 says, and the world was made and it dwelt among us, among those that knew him when he was in the world. Now, when he came into this world, and became flesh, that is God in the flesh. If when the Bible says, and we beheld his glory, the glory of only begotten of the Father.
Pamene no mare kubakulangula kuti tinaona ulembero wache, ulembero wonga wa ubadwa yekha wa Atate.
It is only when the word became flesh, it's when the people beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten.
Ndipo kapoto pamene Mulungu anabadwa mthupi, ndiye pamene tsopano anabadwa mthupi pamene tsopano anthu anakaona ulemerero, ulemerero wake onga obadwa yekha wana.
But before the word became flesh,
komatlo mawu ajasanasandulike thupi.
He was in the world was made by him, but it didn't recognize him.
Anali mdziko lapansi, ndipo dziko lodalekedwa iye, koma dziko losikazikidwa iye.
Which means it was only by the word of God that we should behold his glory and the glory of the only begotten of the Father. The true gospel is only for those God elected from eternity. So let us see how did we call his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father. The Bible says it was full of grace and full of truth. So it is only when the eyes were opened, when the people see in full grace and full truth. The grace of God, nobody can understand it until when the word became flesh, or when the word is interpreted in our mind, in our heart, so that we can understand it.
Chisomo cha mkulu mkutu ukulipe muna mena kanata uchisindikira ichi. Kufikira chisomo wa kufikira mawaja ata sandulika mtu. Kukapena kulena kuti mkulu mkutu hata isika kutika na uzila eka ngani mama kaiso watu.
John chapter 4, verse number 6 says Christ is the truth.
Chikwa maharimba kusindikiza kwa Yesu ndiye chumulani.
But nobody can understand the truth until when it pleased God to open the eyes so that you see the truth. We understand God when it pleased him to open our eyes so that we can see him as the truth. The truth and grace is seen by us when our eyes are opened and seeing the way that was made fresh. That is Christ of the scriptures. But if it is not, then it is very difficult to understand him. When we go back to verse number 13, more special last sentence says, but of God. Which means it is only those that born according to the will of God, that would see the full grace and full truth of our Lord Jesus Christ, or of our God.
Not
all the people in the world. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number
1.
Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia.
Pendulo, ntumwa Yesu Kristu, kwa usankidwa akukhala alendo achibalaliko akuponto, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, ndi Bithynia.
Verse number 2. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God, the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, and for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied.
Pamene ndimeyachiwira kuti monga mwakutsiwira anthu kwa Mulungu Atate, chiyeretso cha mzimu chochitira chimvero ndi kuwaza kwa mwanzi wa Yesu Khristu, chisomo ndi mtenderezi kutulukireni inu.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
Wodalitsika Mulungu ndiye Atate wa Ambuye wathu Yesu Khristu, iye amene monga mwachifundo chathu chachikulu anatibalanso kuchiyembekezo cha moyo mwakuuka kwa akufa kwa Yesu Khristu.
This is an epistle that was written by Peter to the people that were scattered in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, as well as Bithynia.
Iyo ndi kalata imene mtumwi Petro anayilembera kwa anthu amene anali obalalika ku Ponto, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia ndi Bithynia.
Don't forget that when Christ resurrected from the dead, the kings and the priests were killing those that are preaching the true and the singular gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Musayiwale kuti pamene Ambuye wathu Yesu Khristu anauka kwa akufa, mafumu komanso akalonga anali kupha iwo amene anali kulalikira uthenga wabwino umodzi ukhawo wa Yesu Khristu.
For example, Apostle Paul was one of them that was following those that are following this way and killed them, binding them, arresting them because of following the true and only gospel that is revealed in the scriptures.
Mwachisanzo, Paulo ndo anali mmodzi wa iwo amene anali kuzunza ndi kusautsa iwo amene akulo akusatira njira iyi, kuwagwira, kuwamanga ndi kuwazunza chifukwa chofuna kutsutsa uthenga wabwino.
When Christ resurrected from the dead, we understand that the seniors give money to the people not to say that Christ was risen, but to say that the disciples came and steal him.
Pamene Ambuye Yesu anauka kwa akufa, tidziwa kuti pali akuluakulu ena amene anali kutenga ndalama zawo ndi kuyamba mabasa kuti azinkana mafarisa osanena kuti Yesu Khristu wauka kwa akufa, koma azinena kuti ophunzira ake anabwera ndi kukamuka mpandapo.
Which means from the preamble, people has been trying their level best to get rid of the gospel, not to point to the people.
Kutanthauza kuti kuchokera pachiyambi ndi anthu akhala kuyesesa monga mwa kufuna kwawo ndi kuchita kwawo kuti ayese kutsutsa ndi kulepheresa uthenga wabwino kuti usakumbuluke kwa anthu.
Because of these people were learning of their right and get scattered to different places.
Chifukwa cha ichi ndipo anthu anali kuthawa kuthawisa miyoyo yawo ndi kumwanzika kubalalika ku madera osiyanasiyana.
Some of the areas that people scattered towards on us, Rakia, Cappadocia, Asia, even Bithynia, and many more other places.
Enda kwa madera amene anthu anathawira ko ndi ku Ponto, ku Galatia, ku Cappadocia, ku Asia ndi ku Bithynia, komanso madera ena osiyanasiyana.
But this doesn't mean that in Jerusalem there was no other people. People were living in Jerusalem, but this letter was only going to the scattered people from different places.
Komabe zisizikutanthauza kuti mu Yerusalemu kuti mulalibe munthu ena aliyense ayambena analipo mu Yerusalemu, koma kuti kalata iyi malunjika tsopano kwa anthu amene anamwanzika kuthawira ku madera osiyanasiyana.
Again, in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, the letter was not for all the people living in cities or in these villages. It is only going whom was from Jerusalem but scattered in these areas. It was the letter going only to the elected living in these areas. This was the picture of all the people that lived across the world that are elected. It was the picture that the gospel will go to the only elected people that are living across the world. When we are speaking about the letter, number one, it has the address from where it is coming from and the address to where it is going to. So it was the letter that is coming from God to the elected people living across the world. Again, when it is speaking about Pontus, Bethany, Etia, Cappadocia, and Gratia, it means that God knows where soever his elect are living. Don't forget, one day we were speaking about the lost sheep, whereby the shepherd go and search for it, but it was found at exact where it was lost, which means the shepherd knows where the sheep was staying while lost. God knows those that are his, that are listening in different places wherever they are. One of the people are living in Malawi, different places, even in Malawi, like Kasungu, Lilongwe, Mzumba, and many other places. Others are living in this Africa, different countries, as well as other continents like America, South and North America, and many other more places, living scattered. But the letter will proceed and found them where so long they are living. The comfort is that the letter will find where Solefa the Erex is living. No matter what, no matter how scattered the place is, no matter how far the place is, but the letter is to proceed and found the direct failure and give hope to the one. This is a comfort to us that the gospel will reach wheresoever we are and meet with us and comfort us. As we are concluding today, the message went there and meeted the people scattered and gave hope to them because they were hopeless because their
places, but they were reading was not their home ground. Then it will put us wheresoever we are, no matter how situation we are living, the message is to find us there and give us hope. We'll proceed this next week.